1, 2, 3, 4.
If you never want to see me again, I'll blend out of focus into the background till I'm gone. No good at saying adieu, so I won't, and babe, neither should you. Just say see you next time, like it's true. Been yours till now, and it's all so we're both feeling down. Maybe in the next life, if we're lucky, all the words we said and wrote mean the same when they're sung, and so we'll say our goodbyes. Have more. But if there's something you need to say, and you don't know where to start, just feed the birds your final words the day the hangman grows a heart, and the rich all rob themselves, and the wasteland turns from soot.
You're listening to Revolution Rock here on CJAM 99.1 FM in the Windsor, Detroit area. I'm your host, Dave, joined with Adam, and this is the second episode of our favorite releases slash albums of 2023, not in any particular order, just in a playlist so that you can hear some of this great music that came out this year.
Yeah, just like a survey of some of our favorite records, and if you liked what you've heard, but maybe you've only tuned in halfway through the show, or you didn't catch the name of a song or a record, you can always go to the website, revrock.blogspot.com. Dave is going to update that in the near future, and it's going to compile the list of all the songs we played and the albums that we considered our favorites from 2023. There's a lot to go through. A huge thank you, of course, to all the artists who've made this fantastic music throughout the year, and to CJAM 99.1 FM for giving us a forum to talk about this music, as well as all the stations that syndicate the program.
Yes, thanks to those. I want to say this last release we played is a bit of a deeper cut because although we did play a few tracks from it throughout the year, we didn't focus on it too much, but I feel like it got lost in a lot of releases just specifically because it's a new album. It's by Galen and Paul, and this is Galen Ayers and Paul Simonon. Paul Simonon, of course, bassist in The Clash, hasn't made music in decades, and he comes out with this album that he made. Him and Galen Ayers collaborated and wrote this whole record, and it's an amazing record. And I know, like, I'm a diehard Clash fan, and you know, sometimes you're like, I don't know if I want to hear new music, maybe it won't be as good. This is completely different, but I can guarantee you it is freaking great. And we heard a track from it called Lonely Town, and the release is called Can We Do Tomorrow Another Day? I should also mention it was produced by Tony Visconti, mm-hmm. who plays on the record, in addition to Damon Albarn, who plays on the record. Of course, Paul and even Mick Jones had been part of different incarnations of the Gorillaz throughout the years. It's just a great record, and it's got like a Spanish folk slant to it. There's a lyric sung in Spanish as well. There's a little bit of reggae on there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, we heard new music that kind of snuck in at the end of the year again. Andrew Savage of the Parquet Courts band, of course. What did we hear?
We heard something from his latest solo release, several songs about fire. We heard Out of Focus, and this album is a bit of a departure from his previous solo record, even though it's a little bit hazier and more laconic than his work with Parquet Courts. It is still a record that has that very visceral feel. In fact, I say it has more of an edge than his previous solo outing. So if you were maybe turned away from sort of the softer approach of his previous solo record, as opposed to what he did in Parquet Courts, I think you might be won over by this one. I think it is definitely his best solo work to date, and a fantastic record all around. And yeah, we'll probably be hearing some music from Parquet Courts in the future as well. At least
sure
the rumors will. Are circulating about that.
Yeah, and before that we heard another deeper cut. Of course, this artist gets a lot of critical praise. I'm not sure how many lists it's going to appear on, but it should. Coulter Wall, great country artist, I believe from... Honestly, I don't remember where he's from, but...
He is from our nation of Canada, I
yes,
know that
he's from
much.
Canada, but he had a new release out this year called Little Songs, and we heard the title track, and you know, it's got that traditional country slash outlaw country vibe, musically, and lyrically, it's just on a different level. The way that Coulter Wall does the lyrics, it's just really great. And before that, we heard some more country folk slash rock, from a London, Ontario artist that actually played Windsor not too long ago.
And that's right. We heard from Cat Clyde from Down Rounder, an album that did really well on the charts here in CJAM and also did very well critically and commercially for the most part in our fair country. So we heard Mystic Light from that record. Again, you talked about Coulter Wall being a really good songwriter and having that incredible sort of lyrical prowess. I would argue Cat also has that. Cat Clyde tells amazing stories with her lyrics, and she manages to have this really great tone. I can't quite put my finger on it, but there's just a certain element of her voice that really resonates with me. Really great. And then, of course, the eternally great Wilco started off that set. We heard something from their latest release.
Yeah, we heard the title track from Cousin, an album that was actually produced by Cat Laban. And yeah, just another great release from this year. We're just about through, and before we sign off, we want to mention we're going to end off with a pair of tracks from the same artist, but they actually put out two albums this year, one towards the beginning of the year, and one just at the end of November, a favorite of the show, Ghost Woman.
So if you enjoy Ghost Woman, you are going to hear them again on that clip show we're doing in a few weeks where we're highlighting some interviews, because there was an interview with the band. But we're going to hear something from an album they released back in January, an album titled An If. From that, we're going to play a track that was released as a single 3 weeks straight. And then we're going to hear something from their follow-up record that dropped just a few weeks ago in November called Hindsight is 50-50. Both records are good, and I don't know where you fall on this. I actually think Hindsight is an even greater record, and no slight against An If. That's also a really strong record, but I think Hindsight might be the strongest thing they've released so far. I think it has more of a psychedelic bent compared to some of their other music, which is saying something considering where Ghost Woman were before. But I just love the stories they're telling on it. I love the textures of the sonic arrangements. To me, it is just the epitome of a great psychedelic garage band. From this, we're going to hear the epic song Juan to end off the show. And that's how we're going to end off 2023 here on Revolution Rock. With that said, we will be back next week with our special Joe Strummer episode where we pay tribute to the music of Shane McGowan and the Pogues. And then we're going to have some other great programming coming up throughout the rest of 2023 to take us out.
Thanks for tuning in, and let's get to it. This is music from Ghost Woman, 3 weeks straight on Revolution Rock.
reaching the door, the room at the top. I turn the key and there's a place in the back of my mind I gave up feeling. The voices in my head whisper in my ear. The painting of the dead man won't release my soul. Chopin plays a melody. Reaching the door, the room at the top. I turn the key. We'll be right back.
You are now tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. Want to know more about the channel? Find us online at cjsf.ca.